what Sid would want, football safety rules, and the fear of falling behind again. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There will be a moment of silence Friday night at Jennison's football home opener in memory of Sydney Carfine, who would have been a senior golfer at the school this year, who lost her life this summer in an automobile accident. The Wildcats are looking to the loss of their talented teammate and individual qualifier to the Lower Peninsula Division I girls golf finals a year ago as a source of motivation.
And one way that I cope with it is I just remember that she's watching over me, and when I make a bad putt or something, she's up there laughing at me. Whenever I have a good shot, I always say in my head, like, oh, at least you are here to see it. It's not too different because I know that she's here still, but at the same time, it's really different because we don't get to see her smile anymore or get her hugs anymore.
No sophomore, Sophie Hoekstra. You can read more about Sydney Carfine and the girls' golf team at Jennison on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our game balls this week go out to the boys and girls cross-country teams at Heartland, which swept the large school titles at last week's Corunna Early Bird Invitational. Riley Huff took top honors for the Eagles in the boys' race. And Cadillac won its own girls' volleyball tournament last week, topping Kingsley in the finale. Marcy Brown with 81 kills and Renee Brines with 143 assists on the day faced the Vikings. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
In our second segment on football rules changes for this year, there are two which involve safety. The foul for tripping has been expanded to include a trip on the ball carrier, intentionally tripping any player on the field, using the lower leg or foot to obstruct an opponent below the knees, will result in a 15-yard penalty. The definition of horse collar tackle has been expanded to include bringing down a runner, backwards or sideways, by grabbing the nameplate area on the back of the jersey, or inside the neck area of the jersey or shoulder plate. The penalty for a horse collar tackle is 15 yards.
Thanks, Brent. You could be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. A National Wire story ran over the weekend about how high school football teams across the country were reducing the amount of full contact taking place in practice. The piece described the limitations of some states, including Michigan, which limits collision contact in weekly practice during the season to 30 minutes. During the preseason, the collision contact limit in Michigan is 6 hours in a week. The rest of the time, contact is simulated in a variety of ways to help prepare players. The methods being used are similar with what have evolved in the professional then the college practices. Of course, any news story will always quote or stick a microphone in the face of a ridiculous dissenting point of view, usually a very undereducated point of view, and this story sure did that. They found a parent who criticized the new football world order, the lack of blood and guts, and said that kids in Michigan were falling behind those in other states when it came ready for the so-called next level. Give me a freaking break. That's as bad as the TV commercial for kids' nutritional supplements where the parents are shoving that stuff down their 7-year-old's throat because they're afraid of their kid falling behind in his development compared to his siblings and neighbors. Remember this. High school sports exists because we're here to get kids ready for the next level of life, not the next level of sports, and keep them healthy in the process. Football and a number of other sports have needed to play smarter and train smarter for a long time. It's still the most popular game in America, and the quality of play is going nowhere but up, even in Michigan. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.